Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
What up? We're back. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
What's going on?
There's Lou.
Yo.
There's DJ KZ. In order of importance, Brian.
Well,
in order of
importance. Well, you put him over Alex. He's a real person.
That's the realest man alive.
He's the second least important person in the room.
And of course, El Zilcho, Alex Molina.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? DJ Stank Daddy. Coming at you live from the 631. No, it's the 516, isn't it?
You don't even know what your area code is.
This ain't my town, man. This ain't my town.
My town is North Babylon, brother.
West Babylon.
West going Babylon.
On the playground.
Just letting that play out.
I faded out.
How's everybody doing today?
Not too shabby.
We are a week out from Halloween.
Yeah, man.
Fucking A.
Does everybody cold? Have their costumes ready?
No.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's going to be funny.
Is it a surprise?
Are you going to announce
or
it?
Or can you reveal it on the podcast?
I might as well. I'm going to do like that. Like
Paint It Black podcast exclusive. Here we go.
King came up with it, and I'm just going to do it. You know that like the propaganda bitch who we're flexing our muscles in World War II, blah, 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 blah.
We can do it.
Rosie the Riveter. I'm going to go with Rosie the Riveter.
You're going to go as Rosie the Riveter.
Like a plaid shirt, Riveter. A fucking bandana.
No, you can't do it. You put on plaid, you're going to melt. Your skin's going to burn.
I'm not against it. I just don't know why you're that for it, Pete.
Because it's wonderful and comfortable.
The color scheme and fucking pattern on your shirt is awesome.
It's beautiful.
They're comfortable shirts.
Thank you, Alex.
What'd you say?
I said I like his shirt. What's wrong with his shirt?
I didn't say anything. He said it.
Is everyone against plaid? Am I not allowed to?
Brian looks at plaid.
I'm actually all for plaid.
Dave, go. Only man, one man would dare give him the plaid. Berg.
I actually went to a party this last weekend.
Ooh, bragging.
I walked in a t-shirt.
Who was there?
It was like a housewarming
Tom
thing.
Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt.
P. Diddy.
You know, the Clunes.
Kel from Kenan and Kel.
Kel. Kenan didn't make it.
That's when the party turned and we all left.
What?
Kel's washing windows again.
That's when the party begins.
When Kel from Kenan and Kel slash is he even the one on SNL?
No,
he's the funnier one.
Yeah, the funny one doesn't have a job. Yeah. He's so funny, he's out of business.
He's doing TV shows.
What? Name him.
I don't fucking know.
Direct to YouTube, yeah. Good Burger episodes.
He was just on Jimmy Fallon.
Technically, he's still on TV because everything's archived with fucking streaming.
When you say, he's still making that money. Leave him alone.
When you say on Jimmy Fallon, like as a guest or just in the audience?
They reunited.
He brought him his coffee.
Yeah. When he's an intern.
Do you understand? Do you even have any idea how many residual checks that Kel's cashed under $100?
He gets 17 cents a week.
Listen, Kel is eating fine right now. He's working hard. He's got money in the bank. He's doing better than me.
Anyway, the point.
He's like $200 in the bank. He doesn't even rent in the bank.
What's the point? What's
the point of the story was I walk in this party and I'm wearing a t-shirt and everyone else is in plaid. And I went, oh man, I fucked up. I've let my people down.
Yeah. You know what the secret is?
Gobble one of us.
I swear, this never happens.
You have to wear a really cool shirt under the plaid, so you can bail whenever need be.
What does everyone want? Anyone?
There's a plan a
cool
that goes
underneath
into
their plaid too.
Me, all the time. Keeps you a little warmer.
It's white or black? I bet it's just a white or black shirt.
No, I'm.
Do you mean cool? Like as in like it's like
the it's got a funny little reference on it. You know, something wearable. If the case may
the
be that everyone else is wearing...
Look at this ironic
You're right, Brian. It's fuck like plaid. Moving on. Plaid sucks.
Actually, I wasn't... Like I never make fun of the plaid there. I constantly made fun of your stupid t-shirt with the funny thing.
All right.
You said a cool t-shirt.
Great. Now Brian's just trying to hurt my feelings. What's coming next?
Just bantering, Alex. Don't bail on the banter.
Dude, I'm not bailing at all. I thought we were late for some kind of segment or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, I want to delay the news.
Oh,
this man looks uncomfortable. How was your week, Alex?
I've been all right. Just getting my shit done.
How'd you do at Comic-Con?
I did real good. I'm actually real proud of how I spent my money. I spent everything in Artist Alley. Just buying shit there.
That's the way to do
I'm,
it.
I'm like less impressed with like little...
Sorry.
And Alex sold all the EE candles.
He was like the movie
to
Go.
Kids, to kids, to underage kids.
He had a backpack and he's like, dude, I made a ton of money.
Would you like candy? Just handed the shit out.
A fine China.
I was walking around with Alex for a minute, and this guy was going around being like, "Where my hentai bitches at?" And there's this old lady next to him, and he's like,
"Where the white women at?"
He's like, "Yo, you know what I'm talking about, dude."
I looked right into that girl's face. I was like, "Where the white women at?" Right? Just a fucking poor innocent white girl. I had a great time. Couldn't find the hentai. I only found like 4 Ricks from Rick and Morty. I'm real disappointed.
I saw a ton of Ricks.
I know. You were telling me about that.
No Mortys.
I didn't see any of them. No Mortys. It's too easy. Unless you're walking around with a Rick, like a girlfriend could be a Morty.
Well, I was hoping for something like weird, like a Mr. Poopy Butthole or something.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
That'd be a good guy.
You know what was weird? We found one that he clearly had no idea what the show was about.
But
I approached this Rick, and I was like... I took a picture with him, and as I was leaving, I told him, "Oh, wubba lubba dub dub," and he looks at me like,
"Are you sure he wasn't a Doc Brown?"
He had a blue wig on.
Great Scott! I bet this guy has.
Hey, wubba lubba dub dub!
This guy had to be a Rick.
He was such a Miranda.
Riggity riggity Rick, son. Did he just belch on him?
No, he didn't do anything.
Fuck, you gotta watch that show. Anybody who hasn't watched that show has
Rick
to watch
and Morty
that
is sweeping it's the nation.
The fucking greatest thing on TV.
The funniest cartoon I've ever seen. Have you guys watched it yet?
No, Jill was watching it, and I watched one episode.
Were you not entertained?
I wasn't like focused upon it. So
he just gladiated him.
I don't get fucking horns for that. I got horns for.
Well, if I had like a gladiator sound, I would have thrown that out there.
Give me some sound.
We need a. I need some... We need a good, need like, Spartan Haru in there for a second.
Haru! That's what they're saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Haru, what is your profession?
And they're like, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
What are they, defeated Street Fighter characters?
Yeah, man. They're just grunting. They're like, ah! They're trying to be tough, you know?
Yeah. So it's like,
If I knew they were saying,
so y'all are, like, unemployed or contractors?
Oh, can we get $5?
We fight.
You're right. A handyman around. All right.
Let's get this thing started.
It's raining, man.
Ready to do some news?
Yeah.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
And honestly, if those guys were going to do something, if they were going to do something else, it'd be Male Strip Club.
Okay.
I don't think they had male strip clubs in...
Well, they were trying to perfect it first.
Back in the day.
Well, I mean, like...
They were too busy fucking little boys.
You wouldn't go to Athens for a male strip. Well, actually, you might.
There's too much competition out there, though.
What?
There's too much competition out there.
Where now?
In ancient Greece?
Yeah, because that was just 300 of them. But they had a whole army of these buff dudes.
At least 10,000.
So everybody...
Some say upwards of 10,000.
Every last dude has got to be trying to get to the... Strip club.
Even the old guy, even the old guy in Sparta looked pretty fucking ripped.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Do you realize that guy punches rocks?
I felt objectified by that movie.
Do you realize that 60,000 abs in that movie?
Let's talk about James Bond.
Ooh,
Daniel Craig. You know he's doing his last Bond movie.
He's dummy because he's nothing before that. He's nothing without that.
Yep, and he hates it. He hates every minute.
Doesn't like being Bond.
You know, he had a couple interviews this week where he was quite vocal about it.
Wow. That's kind of surprising.
One question he was asked, what could we learn from James Bond that would help us in our day-to-day lives? He thinks for a while, nothing.
Wow. Well, that one's a stupid
what
question.
What a smart individual.
Follows it up with, let's not take these films up as some kind of life-changing experience.
He should have been like, never wrap up.
You know what, never mind. I like his stance on it all of a sudden.
I mean, what are you going to learn? Like,
maybe he just...
How to kill a man with a pen.
Like, exploding gum? I don't...
Dude, I mean, no. He should have just said, never wrap up.
Like, never wear a condom?
Maybe he just doesn't like action films, and he's like a true, tried and true artist or something.
Have you ever seen Bond wear a condom? Never.
I've never seen his dick.
You didn't see that cut with the full penetration?
He's up in that shit every movie, and you've never been like, oh, wait, let me rip
that
one
over. Yeah. That one's on you, porn.
Excuse me, darling. I need a rubber.
That's the kind of thing like they probably just they don't film that because it wastes too much time.
Yeah, money penny. Like, get like, me a Jimmy hat.
Putting it's the like condom
they never
on?
Say hello or goodbye.
What the fuck? That just makes for a shitty scene. I don't want to see that scene. It just that's why it's not in the film, because I don't want to see it.
The same way they don't say hello or goodbye in a movie.
They did that on SNL once, where James Bond gets diagnosed with an STD and he has to call all his sexual partners of the past.
Hello, pussy glow. You have AIDS.
It gets really weird. After it's Chris Parnell doing it. But he's like, it starts off just calling all the Bond girls. Mm-hmm. Then finally it's like, hey, Robin, is Batman there? No, you're going to want to stay on the line, too.
We have AIDS.
Oh, wow.
He said a bunch of shit. I don't really see it here, but there was one point they said, what will it take to get you to continue playing James Bond? And I think his answer was something along the lines of, I'd rather gouge my eyes out.
Damn.
That's, you know, I like it even more.
Until he gets that super nice Bond check, and then he's just like, oh, you know what? I'll do
three. Yeah, man. Fuck it, dude. For the money. More. He's good at what he does. He's an actor.
He's not even that great of an actor.
I think Daniel Craig's all right.
Name one movie besides Layer Cake and not Bond.
Shut up. Besides Layer Cake? I don't know.
Let me just go fuck myself then, I guess. All right, that's cool. You got me. I don't know. But, like, judging by what I've seen, I feel like he's a respectable actor.
You thoroughly enjoy the Bond movies, and Layer Cake was badass.
I did not like the Bond movies. I agree with him.
Like this guy?
I agree, because I think he does his job well. Daniel Craig's a convincing...
Convincing what?
Actor.
White dude.
He looked nothing. He's
a genuine white dude.
He was some Jewish guy in a movie about like the Holocaust, and I was like, this guy looks like the Nazis.
What, Defiance?
Yeah,
and that movie was dumb boring.
Like he should have been on the other side. It would have been way more believable.
Yeah, 100%.
Just like chisel jawed, blonde haired, blue eyed Aryan.
He's no Will Smith though. He's no Will Smith.
What does that mean?
What?
He's not trying to get his
that means
kids
he's
to
no
movie.
Will Smith. Will Smith's the greatest.
Will Smith's like
the greatest. What?
Actor.
Tarantino.
Get out of here.
Shut up.
He's one of the greats.
Will Smith stinks. He's like, oh, I could do
what?
Tarantino film with Samuel Jackson and Leonardo DiCaprio, or I could do a movie with M. Night Shyamalan and my son. I'm going to go with the M. Night Shyamalan and my son.
We have a Smith-related story.
Ooh, I want to hear it.
I'm perked right up.
I'm a big Will Smith fan. Let me know.
How about Jaden? You like Jaden?
Yeah, I love Jaden.
He whips his hair back and forth. He whips
no,
his
that's,
hair.
That's Willow. Willow.
Who cares? Oh.
That kid, man.
This kid is an example of why you shouldn't grow up with too much money. He thinks he's like God's gift to the world. I'm not even sure what this article's about. It's just some rambling nonsense by a teenager with too much cash.
Oh, he wrote it?
Wait, yeah, he wrote an
it's
article?
From an interview.
Oh.
Where they're asking him about all the weird tweets and messages he puts out. Talking about him and his sister, he says, me and Willow are scientists, so everything for us is a scientific test upon humanity. And luckily, we're put in a position where we can affect large groups of human beings, one at a time.
Apparently, Jaden Smith is the ultimate bluffer. No one's going to call me on this.
Yeah, he says, we got to see how people reacted. And how they actually ended up reacting exactly as we had predicted beforehand that they would react.
Maybe he's just a fucking genius then.
Have
any of you...
Jaden Smith!
Consider that maybe he's a total genius. Maybe he's playing us all. You never know.
He compares himself to Galileo in this.
Yeah, read the quote.
They thought Galileo was crazy, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm as revolutionary as Galileo, but I don't think I'm not as revolutionary as Galileo.
I'm convinced.
Shut up.
I love it.
I enjoy Kel's career more than I enjoy Jaden Smith's career.
What
Kel's
career?
Got a great fucking career. IMDb him right now.
Don't do it.
He is busy.
Good Burger, all that.
He is busy.
All that Good Burger, Mystery Man, he fell off the planet.
Oh, he was in Mystery Man. Yeah. Dude, that movie was forgettable.
Classic. No, that was the classic. Only guy that to not have his career revitalized because of that.
Paul Rubens got his name back.
Like, they forgot about that Pee Wee Herman shit.
I didn't forget. Y'all forgot.
Never forget.
9/11. Pee Wee Herman. Never forget.
Yo, that guy.
What's 9/11?
He got railroaded so hard.
Like, he forgot.
If that happened now, people would be like, oh, who gives a shit?
No, if he was jacked up in the theater now.
Fred Willard got arrested a year ago.
People would totally give
it
a shit.
It wasn't a regular theater.
Right. No, right.
It was a fucking triple X theater. Like, it wasn't. Like,
I think we as a culture failed Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Fred Willard was caught jerking off in a movie theater like a year ago, and he was on Modern Family the next night.
Yeah.
That's pretty tame.
That shit don't... Like, no one cares anymore.
Maybe
no
has,
one gave a fuck.
Yeah, Fred Willard wasn't a child star like...
Pee Wee Herman wasn't a child...
You don't know for sure.
Yeah, four kids.
Kids TV star.
That's what I meant. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Pee Wee Herman...
His position was different.
If Pee Wee Herman was just doing movies like Blow, it wouldn't have... Like, he would have just had the Robert De Niro thing.
But you know what the takeaway of the whole Fred Willard thing was? They still have porno theaters? And everyone...
Why?
Wait, who was jacking?
Well, who wants to watch porno in a room full of other dudes watching porno? It seems like a really weird experience.
It's like listening to vinyl. It's just a long-lost thing.
I mean, vinyl's having a bit of a resurgence, though.
Maybe if you get off on jacking off in public, that's your thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm into
cranking one out.
Socially acceptable.
I might jack one off public right now. Prank. You guys are going to have to turn away.
This room's about to get steamy.
Ooh. Close the window.
Do not close the window.
Smell it. I want you to smell it.
Moving on.
Speaking of gay shit.
Cupcake Bandit. Michigan homeowner called police after somebody broke into her house and messed up her cupcakes.
What a heinous crime.
He put his finger in every
last one. What a fucking supervillain.
It was actually a woman who broke in.
A really bitter, angry
woman. Wrecked up the
place
and made a break for it. You know how they found her?
How?
Look for the woman with frosting all over her.
What a
fuck. She didn't, like, wipe that off?
No.
What the fuck?
They found a highly intoxicated... This? Michigan. They found her highly intoxicated and covered in cupcake frosting and cake all over her torso and legs.
Her dogs and cats were licking her fingers as she passed out.
Man, this sounds like a Chowder episode.
She went. Right. Did she go into anaphylactic shock or something like that from all the frosting?
Yeah, diabetic coma. Pass out in the streets, sugar crash.
But like
the victim was quoted as saying, "Rada rada."
But why? What was the motivation? Does she just hate?
She was drunk. She was just drunk. She wanted cupcakes.
Drunk and angry at the things that make her fat and just
probably.
If I can't have cupcakes, nobody can.
No I more sweets you, for you, because you're never gonna get laid if you keep eating sweets.
I hate you cupcakes.
Maybe that's what she heard.
I love sugar.
Well, I think you gave her the fat voice. Fuck you, cupcake.
Is that the fat voice? That doesn't.
To me, that is that barely able to breathe voice.
I love cupcakes.
Definitely sounds more mentally challenged.
No, that's the mouth breathing.
That's a slight Downs. That's not fat. You can't lose that at the gym.
Down syndrome? Downs. Ain't no mountain running going to get rid of that.
That's a quotable. Quote me on
I
that.
I don't know.
That's a bar.
Have you ever seen
a rapper steal
like
that?
A ripped up Downy? I haven't.
No, that's like, because they have that
dude,
crazy
no,
Hulk
they
strength.
Exist, though.
Yeah, definitely. Next time one of those CrossFit dicks come up to your face and be like, I do CrossFit. It's like, yeah.
Duh, I do CrossFit.
Would CrossFit help out with retardation? Yeah, well, shut up about it. Shoot him down a peg.
Yeah, my kid's retarded. Just walk away.
Makes sense, you fucking...
I'm not sure that's what exercise advertises itself as.
All right.
Let's move on.
Moving on.
Champlin, Minnesota. A 38-year-old woman's in trouble after sending a series of anonymous threats to a family whose children were putting things on her porch. She's
like, what things?
Yeah.
Stuff. Kids
like,
being
like,
kids.
Like things of flowers.
Like
flowers,
just to piss her off?
It doesn't even say. The quote is, they were always putting stuff on my porch.
I imagine it's got to be dog shit, right? That's the classic... thing
what
on a porch.
No, bro, they went
oh,
dark.
Like lighting it on fire and just running away.
No, they went lighthearted. Micro Machines. She used to slip out of porch. A
couple broken Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, man. It's not as funny in real life, though.
No, the full Home Alone is really dangerous.
They got away with it, too.
My bad.
So is this like a Dennis the Menace situation where they were just fucking with their old neighbor?
So Mr. Wilson.
And they're high-fiving right now? Like,
well, what this woman did in retaliation is the fucked up part.
Ooh,
is she started leaving anonymous creepy notes in there. Mailboxes that say things like, "The children look delicious. May I have a taste?"
Wow.
Gorgeous little tots!
Nice. Wow.
Please donate to the church.
That's a bit of a harsh reaction.
And then, so of course, then the mother of these kids went off on a social media rant where she sounded all self-righteous and blowhardy and blah, blah, blah. To the individual who sent this letter, the answer is no! No, you may not have my children in any way, shape, or form. And beyond anything physical, you may not rob them of their security and comfort they feel. And yada, so forth. You know this.
Beyond, yeah.
Children are our future, blah, blah, blah.
Not my future.
Right.
Wait, so they found out who it was how'd they find her?
I'm not sure how they found her.
She wrote the return address on the mail.
They caught her in the act, like she's just slipping a fucking...
Then she started ordering magazine subscriptions for that house.
Classic.
And instead of a name on the address label,
ordering pizzas for them.
Instead of a name on the address label, it said things like "Tasty Children."
I like it.
She didn't break away from
I do genuinely like it. I like her style.
Yeah. Doing the old wow. Hansel and Gretel technique.
She's probably laughing her ass off about that.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that'd be someone with her plan all this out? I feel.
Yeah.
And do you think
they were just getting high together?
This genius plan.
Like, kids always putting shit on my porch. What do we do? I don't know. Pretend to be a cannibal.
I say go for Tasty. Tasty is pretty creepy. Use Tasty in every letter you send.
She couldn't have been serious. Like, how much trouble is she really gonna get in?
Fucking
with some kids.
That's a felony because it's through the mail.
A felony, really?
If you do any of that fucking crime through the mail, I believe it's a felony because that's a.
That's interesting.
Know. Well, you know, my high logic right now is like, you know, if you do it in the mail, it's fucking filled.
I guess I won't mail that gun.
That's all types of problems. You cannot be mailing guns without the proper paperwork.
In like a regular envelope.
In a gun case.
A manila envelope, you know, something tough.
In a ticking case.
It's got a light blinking on it.
Filled with white powder.
Just mailing this keeps making that live light. Grenade.
Key makes that noise from 24, like, ba-doo, ba-doo. All right, what's up next?
All right, remember the camera woman from what? Hungary who started kicking refugees?
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, my God.
You thought they were kicking midgets.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's what he doesn't remember. Because he said midgets instead of migrants.
Yeah. And what's the difference?
And you wouldn't let go of the midget thing.
Well, seriously, I'm all for kicking go of the midget. If they just made it a law, all for like, kicking fuck midgets. Yeah, man.
No.
Just, boom! Legal! Legal!
My like, mistake like the happened fucking purge. Because it looked like she was kicking a midget. Turns out it's a child. She was kicking a child. Oh, dude,
I saw that video.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's but really fucked up.
Petra Laszlo.
Why was she like Eastern European?
Yes, Hungary.
Petra Laszlo.
Sounds like a Hungarian.
Yeah.
During the night.
Is that Hungarian?
It's Bela Lugosi, whatever fucking weirdo country he's from.
Yeah.
Filthy goulash chuggers.
Kakalash.
Yak fuckers.
Goulash eating yak fuckers, I say.
Always worry about the vampire on top of the hill.
Yeah. What happened with her?
She is now suing one of the people she kicked.
Oh, get fucked.
That she kicked?
Yeah.
What a terrible fucking human
Not
being.
Just anyone, but the one with the picture of her live? Kicking this guy while he's holding a baby.
What a piece of shit.
She How tripped that guy. He just
She tracked that guy down? Like, did she take his number and his name after he kicked her?
He went on record snitching, is what happened.
He snitched.
Like, okay. He said he was kicked by a cop or something, and then they like, here's a photo of who kicked you, and he went, oh, it's her. And now she's like, he changed his story, snitch. So now she's suing this guy.
Changed his story? It's on videotape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's there to change?
He thought she was a cop and she wasn't. Like, big deal.
Just, she's stupid.
Well, right. The other guy could call her a pig. So.
You know what? I'm super happy she got outed on the internet, though. Like, she got her just due eventually.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful day and age, you know? Cell phones fucking everywhere can capture shit like that.
I don't know if I'd call it a beautiful day and age.
It's got its pros and its cons.
We hit a lot of cons.
We got Rick and Morty.
We got Rick and Morty.
And Walking Dead's pretty good.
But we also have people, you know.
That has nothing to do with cell phones, though.
Yeah, I think they would have happened regardless of the cell phone.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, like, it would have happened, but it wouldn't have been on fucking, like, easy video like that.
I watch it on television, sir.
But it was recorded originally on a cell phone.
I
have
television,
happened.
I think. That's how I watch it. How you watch
it?
But it
was made through, like, with a cell phone.
They did not film that on a cell phone.
Yes, they did.
No, where you... You attributed cell phones to shows like Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that's what we're on.
Is that what you're arguing about?
They don't animate that on an iPhone.
These are two different conversations.
I'm talking about The Walking Dead. It's not like
I'm fucking.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm on some other level right now.
Sitting there with this fucking iPhone 6, like, got it. All right, got it.
Okay, those are absolutely not.
My
recorded dad
is getting
with fucking
killed by the show
cell
guys.
Phones.
We gotta fucking.
Y'all had me fucked up. You had me fucked up. I was mixed up.
Look, he's a rambling millennial. Let him do his thing.
A rambling millennial.
Oh man.
Fucking A. Yeah, I am. 1991 represent. We out here. Fuck Painted Black.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about. Give me that button.
You really 91?
Yeah, man, 91.
That's fucking depressing.
Mm. I'd be depressed about it. Young niggas out here.
All right, moving on. We got a real-life wedding crasher situation. This is my favorite story of the week, I think.
By the way, man, good choice in the pants today. I respect it.
Really? Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
These are my workout pants for all you listeners at home. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Because, yeah, well, usually, you know, you got the skin tights.
He's not rocking the skinny jeans.
I'm a millennial. I'm a filthy millennial. I'm stylish. I'm with the times.
Rambling millennial.
A rambling millennial.
It's a difference.
All right. I'll take it.
Jorge Rodriguez of Goleta, California, broke into a wedding. He wedding crashed. And then they found him and they kicked him out and called the cops. Then he got into a fight with the cops.
Like, did, what was the guy's name?
Jorge Rodriguez.
Did he go into, like, the John Smith wedding or something like that, where it was, like, the only minority there? It's like, I don't know.
It's me, cousin Jorge!
When he started eating food instead of serving it, they were like, what's this guy doing? Right.
He went to the Mendelbaum wedding, and they thought something was up.
No, they wouldn't do anything.
Is that
they
guy, like, the maintenance worker or something?
No, the Jewish people wouldn't do anything because they think they're hip with the fucking minority there. Like, yeah, we're fucking cool. But, like, the WASPy people would be like, what is this caterer doing? Like,
my word.
But maybe he looks really white.
Who let that Puerto Rican into the party?
Jorge Rodriguez is like a really white-looking Latino guy?
I know a Jose that's, he may as well be German.
That didn't go anywhere, man.
It's not a joke. It's like a fact. It's not a joke. I know a Jose that may as well be German with how he looks. He looks very white, but his name's Jose.
Huh. He should probably change that. Yeah. He should probably change that. Resumes
to Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Just write Joe. Just write Joe.
Schweinsteiger.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Ja, guten Tag. My name is Jorge.
Jorge Rodriguez. Got to bump you up.
Anyway, the story is that after he was thrown out of the wedding, the police came. He was confronted by some cops and a canine unit.
That's a little excessive.
He punched one of the cops in the face.
Oh my god, that's a mistake.
Then bit the cop on the shoulder, he's knocking him on the ground. In the fight, the canine dog ran up and bit Rodriguez on the shoulder. So he bit the dog.
Wow, I'm a fan.
The dog became confused and bit the cop who got punched.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Oh my god, you don't understand. The rest of the story is that this guy's probably intensive care. The cops probably put the whooping on him.
This is California.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. They gave him the Billy Club beatdown of a lifetime.
But this guy, he's got like a superpower, man.
Yeah, no, he didn't go down without a fight.
He zombified that dog. Like, he gave it a zombie bite. Now the dog's like, I'm on your team.
I used to live with the cop.
I want to see a picture of this guy.
No photo of it.
Oh.
I used to live with the cop. He used to tell me stories.
Like Voldemort.
I used to live with the cop. He used to tell me stories that if the guy, the perp ran, he caught the Billy Club beatdown. God only knows if, like, he bites and punches you and your dog, and the dog bites you. Like, he must have got this whole hill.
Yeah.
How pissed off are you if you're that cop, though? First you get hit and bitten by a dude. You hit the ground, and you're like, Ruffles, no!
Wait, so he bit the cop also?
He bit the cop, then the dog bit the cop after he bit the dog.
He turned him.
Right, wow.
He fucking turned him.
Fucking werewolf. He communicated with that animal.
Yeah. He then went after the...
They are the enemy.
He then tried to fight a third officer, but they overwhelmed him.
That's impressive. That's not easy to do.
I want to crush his wedding!
That's like an in-real-life high score, you know? Fucking up that many cops.
Yeah, your GT, you're at 3 stars right there.
Yeah, dude, he was... Busted. Like, zooms out.
One more cop got bit, the SWAT team was coming in, lacing him up.
That's definitely 5-star, IRL 5-star.
Remember the clock kid? Ahmed the clock kid?
Yes, Ahmed.
Muhammad
My
the
homie,
clock
Ahmed.
Kid.
Ahmed Muhammad. Is his name 14?
Yeah, he made the clock that was like a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a clock.
He accepted a scholarship from the Qatar Foundation.
How else I'm sorry.
He accepted a scholarship from the Qatar Foundation to study at its Young Innovators program, so he's moving to Qatar.
Seems like a good place for that.
Cool,
that
I totally don't know where that is, but
I knew that kid was up to no good.
That's where? Saudi Arabia or some shit?
Some shit. Who knows?
Qatar's like, we like your bomb work.
Yeah.
I like.
Perhaps you get scholarship to Qatar International.
We have job for you.
Most impressive.
I like to think that he's. This is all just a cover story for him to go back and debrief with his superiors. Like, bomb threat failed.
They saw right through it.
He's called the clock. They fell for it.
You failed to assassinate Obama.
Dude, that kid's been invited to the White House. This is getting scary.
Take his hands.
He got to hug the president.
What? Yo, can you imagine?
He definitely put a brain control device on.
Can you imagine what the Secret Service would have done if he presented Obama with like a gift, which was like another remake of that clock?
It was just a gun.
Oh my god! He would have caught the swiftest beatdown of all time, man. Yeah.
Baton beatdown.
Luke Kang kicks, man. They're just coming at him.
He just gets bicycle.
I didn't mean like the goofy one. I mean like just a straight up kick.
I like it better than a Secret Service agent is flying through the air right now.
He'll come back. Why am I getting bicycle kick? You play this game.
Ahmed ends up biting the dog. Everything fucking goes down from there.
The fucking first dog? He bites Obama's dog?
The first dog? Is that Snuffles?
Snuffles the first dog?
He doesn't get turned, though. He just dies of blood loss.
Yeah. Snuffles was
dog was anemic.
He was not a canine.
K-8. All right, so what's up next?
All right, which one do we...
By the way, what happened to that kid? He just went to school and guitar?
Yeah, he's going to go to guitar. Yeah.
Good for him.
For schooling. Not anything else. Just
good for you, Ahmed. Good for you.
Subway. Every week we have a Subway story.
Subway's a sweat.
Eat fresh?
Talking sandwich Subway.
Okay, good. I was.
There may be a ruling this week that when they give you a foot-long sandwich, they have to measure it.
Good.
Wow. I'm impressed.
What happens if it's like 11 inches? My vote really does count.
Then you get a new sandwich.
What? Like double sandwich? Do I get to keep the one that's not 12 inches?
Good question.
Good question.
No, they clearly put that back and give it to the next guy who doesn't ask.
What if I come in with my own ruler?
According to this, Subway employees will be required to measure every piece of bread. And they will be in regular compliance inspections to make sure they don't fuck it up. Mm-hmm. Who's going to Subway anymore? Last week, some girl found a rat in her sandwich.
What? How did you fuck that up?
Dude, all I want to say is 20-something years ago, they found a rat in a McDonald's sandwich. Just like 2 billion.
My dad knew that guy.
2 billion people served. No one cared.
Mm. I know, but...
It's true.
Rat, you can get a rat in one of these and win some money.
Right.
One of these days, I'll get him on record telling the story, but my dad knew that guy, and that whole story was fucking crazy.
Here's a real-life question.
He got bones in his mouth, and then the manager tried to wrestle the sandwich out of his mouth, out of his hands, and the guy's like, no, this is my fucking meal ticket now!
Here's a real-life question. You're at McDonald's or, you know, Burger King, some big place like that. You open up your Berg. There's a
my
fucking Berg. Ugly rat.
My Pete Berg. I open up my Pete Berg.
Now.
You'd never get to open a Pete Berg.
Unbutton that plaid shirt.
Stop drooling. Are you hard?
I'm a little hard. Torqued as fuck. Got a semi. I'm jerking off in public again.
All right. So you open up your Berg and you see big rat there. Do you take a bite of it to get that check?
Hell yeah. Yes. Maybe the tail.
I wouldn't even think
your
to
little
do that.
Tail.
Oh, that's like a fear factor moment.
You know what? I take the biggest, gnarliest bite, the head.
Is that how that works? The head. Is that how that works?
You have the body you're good to, bro. It's like decapitated rat. It's like, we can't really tell what it is without the head.
It leaves the tail. There's a tail hanging out.
It's a fucking rat, guy. I ate the head of it.
I'm going for the tail, man.
I'll do it. Yeah, fuck it. I'll take a foot, though. I don't want that tail. It seems too...
It's a paw?
Cartilage-y.
Yeah, but there's bones in the foot.
Yeah, but those feet were
crunch,
like
I
running
like the
around
crunch.
All...
I'm a kettle-cooked kind of guy.
Yeah, but those little claws were running those around all claws. Types of dirty things.
I'm like, sure the tail was also being dragged that whole fucking distance.
That's why I'm biting the head. It was probably just eating cheese and
poop.
Shit.
Yeah. Just go Ozzy with
like
it.
Cheese? Right. They eat cheese like Speedy Gonzales?
Well, yeah, go full Ozzy.
Some of them cook tamales. Like Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
A couple Shut chefs up. Out there. A couple rat chefs.
Some of them get cooked in McDonald's burgers.
In Alabama. Do they have a rat problem?
They
don't call it
a problem. They have a racism problem in Alabama.
They just have
it's
rats.
It's a subculture in Alabama.
It's accepted.
They have nutria there. You know what nutria are?
No. Explain.
They're mega rats.
Oof.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. They're
There's
like,
no such thing.
Look up nutria.
Prince's Bride.
Oh, the rodents of unusual size?
No such thing.
No, they got fucking horrible monsters.
All right, what's up next here?
And people.
Anthony Mackie.
I love him.
The actor. Right? We all like him. He's the Falcon.
Oh, that's the guy? All right. Yeah.
He's in a pretty funny-looking movie with Seth Rogen coming up. He's threw his hat out there and said, I support Donald Trump. Because
wow.
He is a... self-made man. He worked his way up from nothing, which is None of these things are true.
Anthony Mackie knows much about Donald Trump.
No,
he doesn't.
He like inherited a ton of money and made like a little more money.
He's definitely not the pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of guy.
He maintained it.
He made a little more.
It doesn't mean I'm voting for him, but you know,
I inherited $500 million, and we are now at $505 million.
That's crazy, though.
And I did that through deplorable means.
You know,
I fucking bankrupt businesses, and I make fun of Rosie O'Donnell.
Apparently, though,
it's my two things.
He's only half bad, then.
Apparently, Trump is like doing pretty good in the polls, though, right?
Which is disturbing,
right? So there's a lot of people that's probably going to resonate with them.
Because they don't fucking know anything.
Right, dude, the South just loves all the shit he's saying. Like, stop the Mexicans. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You know what, though, man? I'm not
that's
sure.
That's his big thing.
Not the giant beast rats. The fucking Mexicans are dragging.
Yeah, not the ROUSs.
And he doesn't have like a real plan. He's like, I'm going to build a wall. Keep him out.
Buy a couple more guns.
Get my Apache helicopters on that line.
Clearly, he hasn't heard the Bear Shark Initiative.
You think Donald Trump...
I did a whole thing on that book. I got to send that to you.
Nice.
Do you think Donald Trump's not cultivating bear sharks as we speak?
He's personally sewing bears to sharks as we speak.
Yeah. You know, in every bear shark, the DNA, there's a little bit of his hair.
That's what binds them together. Yeah. Creates that living bond like Avatar.
You know what, though? With this guy, this Anthony Mackie guy, I don't want him to be like the new Captain America now.
No, he's fuck not. The Falcon.
Yeah.
The new Captain.
He's Falcon. The most un-American thing.
Falcon's dumb.
Wow. I got wings and a handgun, yeah.
Right. Like, anybody could put that on.
Like, God damn it, we had one black superhero, and he's voting for Trump?
Yeah.
Is that really the Falcon's thing? He just has a gun? And he raps?
In the movies.
Is he also a rapper?
In the comic, he has a Falcon
buddy. He has his own label, what of it?
Yeah, he raps on the side, but whatever.
Yeah. He's got the flight crew, bro. It's his...
The flight crew. MC
That's
Wings.
That's pretty good, actually. You know what? Let's use that one Lil to segue Blueberry. Into one more news story.
I kind of want to hear his new album, man.
Falcon's one of my favorite rappers.
Let's do one more news story. Let's do, in honor of the flight crew, an airplane story.
Ooh.
A man got arrested for choking out a woman on a plane because she reclined her seat.
That's about time.
Yeah.
You know what?
End O story.
Woman probably had it coming.
She did. She reclined.
It could have been anybody, though.
She was in front of him. She reclined back. Doesn't say if they had a conversation. This story cuts straight to the choking.
Wow. Yeah, too many of these stories leave out the details. There's got to be like some shit that inspired.
I'm willing.
No, this story is all about the aftermath and what it means
for
flight.
All I'm saying is people don't just get choked out.
I bet like
out of the blue.
They were serving lunch. He got the hot soup and she just knocked it back. She deserved it.
Right. Inconsiderate.
I mean, we had a guy who pissed all over other people on the plane like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
That dude didn't get choked out. This lady got choked.
I think they were amazed.
Yeah, but you know,
because he was able to get it through the gap in the seats.
That sounds.
He was a marksman, man.
Right. There's no direct victim necessarily, I guess, you know, though, you know?
Yeah, the lady fucking choked.
If that guy had peed on, like, one specific passenger...
Instead of sprinkling?
And got choked out after...
Instead like, of doing
if he sprinkled, he definitely would have gotten more than choked out.
He peed on, like, a ton of people.
Because he fell over and just went all over the place.
And people just kind of were like, okay.
So what happened with that guy? Is he doing okay?
He's going to fucking jail or some shit.
Oh.
I closed the story, but I can open
that
it back
guy's
up.
A hero.
He's a hero.
Shout out
moment
to that
of
guy.
Silence for yeah.
All right, that's it for the news.
Now people are going to second guess that reclining.
You know, he's setting the precedent. I appreciate the effort.
Because you know, once the
somebody
guy in front of you
it.
Reclines,
somebody had to do it.
You got to recline.
Right, it's a fucking domino effect. He's inconsiderate.
I have no idea how some of these first class planes people going straight like laid out.
Yeah,
like they go into a bed like the long flights.
Well, they get pods in some of those.
I would
things.
Do that though.
Like they work for Google and shit.
Yeah, it's like you get a pod, you get a bed in there.
Yeah,
cot with a little TV.
If that plane goes
and
down,
real food,
that's like space travel.
Like
not like a bag of air and Doritos.
They put you into cryogenic sleep.
Yeah, if that plane goes down, they can rescue you 100 years later.
Just Walt Disney you real quick.
Yeah, if the fucking plane crash doesn't annihilate your body, bro.
No, dude, you'll fucking survive.
No, you won't.
You know that old joke? What do they make? If the black box over survives, why don't they make the whole plane out of that stuff? They do. Dude, just the pods.
Dude, yeah. No one survives those shit, Alex. Sully Sullinger fucking crashed the plane.
Because he hit a bird.
The guy's a national hero because no one died.
You can jettison the pods, I bet.
What pods?
The cryogenic pods, man.
Cryopods, damn it.
Right, the first class.
They're like
class.
The escape pods from Star Wars.
Alpha class.
Alpha class.
I want to wake up in Germany.
Bro. Like,
wake me up in Germany.
Scary shit. Like, we're going down. Like shot out like you're D2 and C3PO.
They have parachutes.
Yeah.
Cushion landings.
I'm cool with it if my parachute's the British flag.
I'll just fucking bring
a
book.
You're just upset because for all your money you can fly first class. You can't fly alpha class.
Yeah.
That's for the Trumps of the world.
I like that alpha class stuck. That's what
I'm
that
running
is.
With that.
There you go. Alpha class.
Alpha class, I feel that they have to cryogenically.
It's probably cheaper.
Pre-flight.
It's got to be cheaper, right?
And then they thaw you when you land.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool because you fucking don't have to wait like 20 hours in a long
You just
long
fucking
flight.
Wake up in Japan. You're just wake already up there.
It's a little cold.
Refreshed.
No waterlogged as shit.
Really got to pee. Yeah.
No jet lag.
Mm-hmm. Take a shower.
I mean, there's a way different type of lag that you're fucking
No, you got cryo lag, which is way worse. It's temporary blindness.
You can probably
insane vomiting.
You can probably also request like to wake me up at like 7 a.m. or something. Like, ready for a full day where I'm at.
Or, like, defrost me mid-flight for my steak dinner.
And tell the cute one to jerk me off.
That's how they wake you up.
I don't
That's
know
how they wake you up.
I don't think I'm
Yeah,
I'm
Alex,
gonna
stop rubbing yourself while you tell these stories.
Dude,
it's
I don't
really
think
gross.
I'm going to get cryogenically frozen to eat a steak dinner and then run back into that thing. Just wake me up when I get there.
You'd still be full once you ate. And then you're good for however long.
But I don't need to go through that process. You see what happened in Demolition Man? That looked a little scary. Like,
he was frozen for a way longer time.
He was okay.
No, but the actual process
is really dismal
like,
future.
You could drown in, and then all of a sudden they drop
Brian. It's 2015. Right. We've evolved.
To what?
We know what we're doing. We're not freezing Disney's head anymore.
He's already frozen.
Yeah.
We're just about ready using the seashells.
Do we actually have...
Tupac's coming back in like 3 years.
Wait, do we actually have Disney's head frozen? Like, do we have that head full of racist
ideas? Dude, yeah, he's down there. He's down there.
He's underneath
He's
Disney
in the
Land.
Earth's mantle, you know?
Yeah.
He's just
secret,
lying in wait.
Secret Nazi bunker underneath the Disney castle.
He's hanging out with Hellboy.
He bought Star Wars and Marvel so he could actually develop lightsabers and Iron Man tech.
Ooh. I like where this
well,
is
by
going.
The way,
we should write
it
this
was,
down.
It was a,
Disney did 9/11.
It was
whoa, leap.
I'm fucking.
You see how the smoke billowed from the tower? 2 hours.
As the pilots flew into the building, they were like MICKEY.
Oh my god!
It was
all
crazy.
Agents of Disney.
Agents of Disney.
That's crazy.
And speaking of all this shit,
Al Qaeda is Arabian for Mickey Mouse Club.
You guys
like
noticed that
Arabian
it was
Justin Timberlake down there.
It was fucking Back to the Future Day. Either day.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, man.
Saw a bunch of that going on.
Oh my god!
The Cubs actually
it was
lost
all over Reddit.
They lost the day. Like in the movie, they said Cubs win the World Series this day. The Cubs got eliminated from the playoffs that day.
By who?
Mets.
Yeah,
the Mets.
I had a girl at work dressed up.
I know. I just stopped it.
Congratulations, Mets, though, and Mets fans.
Mets as like the group of people who are of the team, or like Mets just in general.
Mets in general.
All right,
but I actually had a girl at work dressed up like Marty McFly. That's how big a deal this was.
Mm.
Wow, I mean it's not that far fetched of an outfit.
No, she just wore a vest and
a red vest and some jeans.
Look still,
look a little dorky, but whatever.
She bought a vest. Credit where credit's due.
I mean, she spent
a puffy orange
$22
vest.
Shout outs to that girl. Congratulations, you're doing great things.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a bad
Oh,
word.
No, you know what that means.
You would get fined for that in Demolition Man.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you get credits.
Mm-hmm.
The word cunt.
I'd be hanging out with fucking Dennis Leary.
That's another credit.
Is he in the future, too?
Yeah,
he's he's the one serving up those rats. He'll tell you which
He works at McDonald's?
Which part to bite.
Don't you have
There's no McDonald's there, guys. It's Taco Bell.
Yeah,
Taco Bell. They won the food war.
They won the war.
I believe it, man.
Bro, don't you remember he was Edgar friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your boggle?
Oh, man. You're getting way beyond me.
You were born like 2 years later.
So. All right. I'm a fucking millennial.
No, actually, you were born 2 years before. So you didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because you watch old shit.
Contrary to popular belief, I don't fucking watch anything.
This is like Wesley Snipes'
cartoons.
Best, I'm going to say.
Right? I mean, I've seen
that
the movie.
Like the first Blade.
Yeah.
Blade. Oh my god! I just saw Blade 2 again though.
Passing why?
57. Because it's a great film. What do you mean?
Blade 2 is kind of cool.
It's like 4 hours long and not much happens. It's got Ron Perlman and Norman Reedus, and that's kind of cool.
Fuck yeah! Norman Reedus is wearing a Hellboy shirt. Yeah. Cool little, you know,
Easter egg.
Snope. Yeah, Easter egg. Fucking woo! Fuck off, Brian. Oh, fuck yourself.
Brian was doing his excited dance.
Yeah, and a very underutilized Donnie Yen is in that movie.
Yes, mm-hmm. Dude, he was the fucking ninja double vampire.
Well,
guy,
number
right?
three had Triple H holding a Pomeranian.
I remember movie that. Was gay. I didn't
that
watch,
movie is terrible.
Didn't watch yeah. that one.
What a piece of
skipped
shit.
Skipped over, but yeah, I actually don't watch fucking anything. But I've definitely seen Demolition Man.
I you just like, have no idea any quotes.
It was over like 5 years ago at this point. You know?
Oh my god!
Whoa!
it's a fucking time.
Uncomprehensible amount of time.
Well, he was like seven back then.
He said he watched it. Five
I was
years
eight.
Ago. He was
yeah.
like 18.
I was fucking eight. All right.
That movie holds up, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's still good. Mm-hmm. All right,
I've and the future fucking.
And you know what's funny?
With the oh, rings?
Where he's like, President Schwarzenegger. Oh.
It was the helmets.
The helmets.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, they're like, President Schwarzenegger. Yeah, he was the first guy, the rings guy, was... guy to ever be president that wasn't born here. And he's like, really? That guy?
Yeah.
And then he ended up being like, fucking senator or some shit. That's
that, was a, that was a great Stallone impression.
That guy?
Really?
That guy? You know, whoa, 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 whoa. I want to hear no. one Stallone quote from each of you in no. turn. Starting with Lou. Go.
What's a Stallone quote? Give me one.
Anything.
Adrian!
That was...
okay, that was Alex's.
That was mine.
Okay.
That's terrible. I don't do impressions.
Lou, just say anything as Stallone.
I'm trying to think of one of his lines.
Wubba-lubba-dubba.
No, he didn't say that.
Wubba-lubba-dubba.
I can't think of any of his lines.
Say hi to your mother for me.
I don't know, like...
Say stop or my mom will shoot.
Maybe like... How do you use the three seashells?
What?
In the movie Demolition Man, the three seashells.
The line in that was,
oh.
Yeah, the toilet paper.
Oh. Ooh,
that was
okay.
Good. He's like, yeah, toilet paper.
And then Rob Schneider's all shitty, like, he doesn't know how to use the seashells.
Got that fucking bass tone in there. That was good.
And Brian, let's hear one of yours.
All right.
He's been prepping for this his whole life. This
well,
is the moment. This is your
it's
big
all
moment.
All to now.
Yeah.
So I can shine. What was it? He's, I can't put you back together. I don't know what to do.
He went full Travolta.
He went Travolta.
Oh, my God. It's a cutter. It's a cutter. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Safe to say I won that?
I think so. I think that was the You want to take one more shot at that?
Yeah.
Maybe with a more...
Different. Well, I was assuming he was crying about, like, Vietnam.
The, yeah, but nobody knows what the
you
fuck he's saying
it, Brian.
In that whole thing.
Yeah.
Try it one more time.
Definitely Arr. Blew that one.
Suck a dick.
Whatever, try again, bitch.
You know, the hunka chunka. The...
Whoa, is Stallone here? Had no idea. Special guest
All right,
fucking
so,
Steven
awards.
Seagal. Stallone.
Lou gets definition. The title of Sylvester.
Yeah!
Second place goes to Brian with the title of Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Schneider goes to Alex.
Woo, Animal Man.
You're inherently you're inherently racist.
What do you mean I'm inherently
Rob
racist?
Rob Schneider, man.
Yeah,
every one of his things is like such a stereotype. It's fucking funny. It is funny, though. I like it.
Deuce Bigelow?
Not that.
He's the only guy who in a modern movie could still do China face.
Yeah, he's like, he's just a buck tooth with sunny eyes. He's like, oh, how you doing? Like,
in a movie about like...
He's like alternate
sex.
Dimension
gay
Pauly Shore.
Marriage. He manages to make it extra racist.
That's why I respect him, man. I feel like, you know what?
That's what I'm saying. I'm all about being
and
Rob Schneider.
I just want to say, I'm pretty sure the only way the
you
seashells would work is one is like a scoop.
Oh, you're really breaking this
Yeah,
down.
Yeah. One's a scoop, but one of them's got to shoot some water.
One's got water.
And the other one's like a drying function.
But how do you
like
function all three at once?
You don't. You pull them, like they're connected to like a thing, like a cord, and you pull them around.
No, see, I picture two of them are connected. And they act as like a clamp. They like whoosh, scoop like that, like salad tongs.
Guys,
no,
the three seashells.
That's
works.
A fucking clam.
Yo,
yeah.
You clap
it's
your
seashells.
The three seashells works like you clap your butt cheeks together, and it takes the poop and ascends it to heaven.
Oh, it's Japanese technology.
Yes, yes, and we all know that their poop gets ascended to the heavens.
Yes.
Space poop.
Space poop.
And then three new seashells get.
They're ridden by two tiny Chinese women. Sing for Mothra.
Crushed feet. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
All right, man. So
a lot of weird references happening this episode.
Right. Yeah.
Let's take ourselves a break, and we'll come back with some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
In the beginning, there were two good friends from Houston, Texas.
You're a cumbag.
He's my friend.
It's a melon.
You're a melon.
What do I look like?
I don't know. Someone with no depth.
There was Tony B.
I like dick. I'm gay.
Man, that's a lot of cum, man.
And then there was Nat.
Thank God I have AIDS. They might as well face rape you. Why don't you just swallow it as it goes instead of building it up?
They felt like they had something important to say.
Every woman has a fantasy.
Cum makes the world go round.
Why does everything have to be cum flavored?
How would you get hard looking at your own shit?
They wanted to pass on some sage wisdom to the youth of the world.
Fuck you. Just because you're young and stupid.
AIDS goes hand in hand with friendship.
Kick that kid in the face, man. And I don't care if I would have gotten in trouble. Where the hell are you getting all this inspirational bullshit?
This drive to be role models would eventually form the Lo-Fi Show.
God, these guys are terrible, and they're assholes.
This is freaking magic, and you're gonna shit all over it?
Go to thelofishow.com. Listen to them on Stitcher, iTunes, and on most podcast apps. Follow them on Twitter at thelofishow.
Because we're almost done with the damn show, and I don't want to fucking, like, look at it, man.
And we're back.
Well, that was our buddies from the Lo-Fi Show.
Yeah, they go live every Sunday, and I was able to join in this week. And
I didn't know you went on.
No, I mean, like, they do, like, they go on Mixler, and then you can chat with them.
Oh, I see.
But they are super interactive. Like, anyone says anything, they'll mention it. And cool. So the whole time, like, one of the guys is Tony B, and I'm like, oh, he's full of shit. He's like, oh, Lou said you lied again, man. Like, so it's a lot of fun, man. They get high, they get fucked up.
Yeah.
And then they make fun of the blind.
Yeah!
Fuck Helen Keller.
So, yeah, definitely check them out.
They say deaf and blind.
She's half.
Fuck Stevie Wonder.
They have strict morals on their head, right?
God bless Stevie Wonder.
Well, fuck Ray Charles, then.
Whoa! I'm personally offended.
Whoa!
Whoa.
That is, do you catch yourself saying that in daily life?
Yes, all the time.
I do it all the time. I go, fuck yeah, wubba lubba dub dub.
I've been like rewatching old episodes.
Would you like some candy, get over sir? People think you're retarded.
It's fucking, you gotta watch it and you'll get it.
I mean, I get that's from the show, but that, I mean, people, regular people, is like, yo.
I don't do it in public.
You know, Cat's had this look on his face like me and you have when sports are on the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, yeah. No, like, I made mac and cheese the other day.
So our team's winning, right?
And I was literally like, whoa, fuck yeah, mac and cheese. Wubba lubba dub dub.
My favorite thing about
Tiny that, Rick!
I don't do that, but I do Tiny Rick randomly. Like I have Tourette's or something.
Man. So what do you guys want to go in on? What song?
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah.
We have well,
was it a black man that bullet dash dash dash?
You want to do that one again?
Yeah, I mean, I like that one.
you're so regretting that you didn't vote for.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had no supporters in that one, so I was like, all right,
that was a close second. If you, I think,
I don't know. I think votes were split on both of his themes. His mistake was making two themes.
That's what he did. He split the vote.
Yeah,
like a third party candidate. So
made too many themes. And
all right, we'll play it again. Let's give him some love.
All right, this is Black Man Over the Offensive Line and Darkest Hour with Do the Dash.
This one's worth dancing to.
Do the boulder dash. Do the boulder dash. Do the boulder, boulder, boulder. Dash, 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 motherfucker. Black man from the offensive line. That's right. Let's do it. Do the boulder dash. Let me see that ass. Put on real quick. Let me see those tits. That's right. Boulder. Dash.
Ooh. Ooh. Alex liked it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh my god. What is this artist's name? I'm about to Google him.
This comedian Eric great. Feeling.
Do the bowl of dash.
Yeah.
The bowl of dash.
He's a funny dude.
Let me see that. That's fucking great.
Yeah. Holy like, yo, let me see them tits.
Get in contact with me. I want to work with you, man. Let's collab, bro. I got a great mixtape.
DJ Snake Daddy.
DJ Snake right. Daddy. Come on, you heard of me.
Oh man.
I'm excited now. Woo! Yeah. Bold day.
All right, Lou, you won last week.
Yeah.
You get to pick who starts off today's game.
I don't want to make Alex go first because he's notoriously not great at these.
Maybe I should go first just to get it out of the way.
You want to just get it out
so,
there?
So if I'm going to suck, I can suck
you
early.
You should be picking
and suck often.
For your benefit.
I guess, yeah,
you're
go
a good, you're a good brother. I appreciate
get,
that.
Go ahead and try and go first. See if you can just, maybe if you do well this first question, it'll just keep on going up.
All right.
Keep on going.
Yeah. Okay. Plus that gives Lou the anagram.
You're going to have That's to remind true. Me how to play.
All right. So what you're going to do is define this word. Ready? Mm-hmm. Snugger.
Oh, say it again.
Snugger.
Spell it.
S-N-O-O-G-E-R.
Now, this game works like, if I'm correct,
you get a point if you actually get what it is, but you're not going to get that, so just try to make everyone laugh. Jesus. And you get one pass for the game. I don't know if you want to burn that already, but...
I regret. I'll tell you this, I regret going first.
Yeah. At a certain point, Brian...
A wet snuggie?
A snugger is a wet snuggie?
Snuggie. I fucking said it wrong, too. I'm terrible at these games. You know this about
but
me.
That's his answer. Moving on. Brian? Oh. Snugger. I'm being very careful on how I say that.
Snugger is a racial epitaph for Smurfs.
See? That's how you balder dash.
How does he do it? I'm trying to take notes, man. It's difficult that way.
They're like, that's our word.
Yeah, Gargamel. Gargamel is dropping
what up,
bombs.
My snugger?
These snuggers have been moving into the neighborhood.
These snuggers can't hold me back. Oh, man.
My snugger, my snugger. My snugger, my snugger.
And Lou. Snugger.
All right.
Shout out to all my snuggers.
Snugger is a breed of gerbil that they use in Brazil. That the gay community uses in Brazil. Go up to pooper. They want to have a party? Bring some snuggers.
It's a very specific ass burrowing breed.
Well, you know,
that
Brazil
like
is
real
the
thing.
Ass capital
is that a
of the world.
Thing?
Let me wings, let me wings.
They sing that song only in Portuguese.
And Portuguese.
Yeah.
No habla Portuguese.
They have some paella and they take a gerbil up the ass.
So two things they're known for.
Yeah.
All during Carnival.
Great beaches and gerbil insertions.
Great pubic hair over there, by the way.
And gerbil insertions.
Little known fact.
Great looking pussies over in Brazil.
All right, I'm going to give that point to Brian.
Yo.
Fuck you, Brian.
And Brian, you go first. Who is...
I hate these.
Yeah, Lou really fucked everyone on his choice. Like, you're not even safe.
He suggested it, you know?
Yeah, but you're going to get the initials, too. So, yeah. Like, everyone gets boned here. Who is Roland Moveno? And while you think, a snugger is actually a term used for the game of marbles for a shot that is missed by just a hair.
Who the fuck is out here deciding what the names for things are going to be?
People just yell in the air, snugger!
They are fucking
What'd you say, white boy? I'm playing marbles, nigga!
Whoa! You know what, though? Still less offensive than snugger.
Then he caught the beat down.
They beat him with his own bag of marbles.
Oh, no, my favorite eggie. My favorite eggie.
All right, Roland Moveno.
Is the underappreciated puppeteer of Snuffleupagus.
Nobody knows who he is.
Like, oh, it's pretty hot in here, guys. Break. Big Bird's like, nah, we're good.
Okay, Bird.
A Chimo Elmo, he's probably sitting pretty right now. Oh, I hate this fucking elephant.
I've been doing this job for 30 fucking years. I still don't know what I'm supposed to
My
be.
My name's not even on the credits. I'm not even in IMDb.
I don't even have a Wikipedia page.
Poor Roland.
My only line is, hey, bird.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Roland Moveno.
All right, Roland Moveno. He is a bullfighter. And
he's... We need some Spanish guitars.
Yeah. And he is famous for getting skewered on his first try. His first and last match ever.
The world's worst bullfighter.
Yeah.
I am no toreador.
He's just the worst.
World famous.
He walks out very... with the rose in his teeth and everything, just gored.
Yeah. He had the clickety clackers the whole time.
Two clams. Spanish clams.
He showed off a little too much.
Diamond
got skewered. Yeah.
All right, and Alex, who is Roland Moveno?
It's pronounced Roland Moveno, and he plays bass in Radiohead.
No wonder no one knows about him.
Yeah, we're all familiar with the bassist from Radiohead. Do they even have a bassist?
It's the guy who pushes the bass button.
They have to.
They're all like computers now.
Yeah. Are they? Yeah. They got some fucking guitars in there.
And like the early shit.
Tom York is out here doing DJ sets.
Talking back in pop. Yeah, no guitars.
Well, I mean now.
I'm talking back in Pablo Honey, maybe.
That's
nowadays,
what I'm talking about. Pablo Honey days. That's where Roland is from.
You may have heard of him. Six.
Yeah.
Six and a half.
Karma Police.
It was like 94.
No, it
it's
was
a great year. It's a great
like
year. I remember it
so
well.
So he was four.
I remember
I'm
it well.
I'm sorry.
I guess I got that album and the Everclear album, So Much for the Afterglow, like in the same birthday, and they were both relatively new.
It was a great album.
Anyway.
OK Computer kicks ass.
OK Computer and that Everclear album.
Are you guys going to start talking about
and
cassettes
so much for
next?
Yeah, they were both really good albums.
I had them on cassette.
Fucking A-Tracks.
Damn straight.
You don't even know video games till you played Pong.
That's literally my first run of CDs right there. That's like the first, like, probably like
12
CDs I had.
Young motherfuckers. PlayStation 2.
Digital mint.
Yeah, go stream some, bitch.
I just might one day. And then I'll come on here and advertise my Twitch stream. Get a couple viewers off you.
You should be advertising shit, dummy.
That's
what this is for.
I got nothing.
You do things, Alex?
I do things sometimes. Occasionally.
All right, points on that one. Moving on. Yeah. I like Lou's bullfighter.
Woo!
In reality, he is the inventor of the bank card.
No way, he's not.
His PIN code was Bosco.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Round starts with you.
Oh, man.
Initials IFB. What do the letters IFB stand for?
All right.
He wrote it out.
Yeah. Just so I remember. Whoa. And you can think about it now, you know? I'm helping you out.
I got my answer.
IFB. Another gay community thing. I fuck butts.
Oh my god, that was my fucking answer.
So
is that what goes on your Tinder, your Grindr profile?
So it's if you want to be identified.
Age 30, I fuck butts. Yeah, income, who cares? We're fucking.
Yeah, it's like G W M I F B summed up. Right,
it's
there.
Like WM looking for WM IFB.
IFM is a whole different thing.
Yeah. So you got to identify as top or bottom.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not bad.
International funeral body fucker.
This is just straight necrophilia?
Yeah.
It's all around the
so
world.
It's another word for a necrophiliac.
Fresh
it's an IFB.
Necrophilia.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
At the funeral necrophilia.
It's what the kids are calling it nowadays.
International.
Internationally.
International funeral body
fucker. He has a checklist. He's.
All right, I hit
he
China.
He does it during the wake.
Mother's there and everything.
Yeah. Closed casket, motherfuckers.
It's a fucking huge casket.
Yeah,
double wide. Finally, Brian, IFB.
It's just about butts, man. It's insane freaky booties.
Insane freaky booties.
Yeah, man, J-Lo has one of those things. Just
IFB, that's not freaky, that's beautiful.
It's like, yo, See that honey with the IFB?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, do the bold dash. Let me see that ass. IFB.
I want to hear that again. Ugh, that's a fantastic track.
We'll outro with it. How's that?
Perfect.
All right.
Fair enough. I can't believe I'm actually going to give Alex a point, but
wow,
international butt. Dude,
I don't think I've
right?
ever won one of those
funeral
rounds.
Funeral bangers.
Funeral that, bangers was that. You know why? It was different. I appreciated the difference.
That's the first time I've ever won a round.
Fucking butts on FB.
Fucking butts is very easy.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that.
Thank you for stealing my shitty answer.
Nah,
I appreciate
you at least in two or three didn't
fucking appreciate that.
Unless you gay.
I saw IFB. Dude, I saw IFB immediately. I was like, oh, I fuck butts. Easy. Yeah. Uh-huh. I got this.
Right. Sorry, kid.
No. Yeah, well, you're not a veteran at this. I instantaneously was like, okay, losing this, I fuck butts. So I'm going to come up with something else.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do. In reality, it's the International Feather Bureau.
Wow.
The Hulk Hogan Association.
Yes, they provide. They keep them in boas.
Well, why do we need that? Like, what,
we
are, they,
don't.
What are they doing?
They're peacocking,
protecting
Alex.
The feathers.
Our nation's feather shortage.
Look, without feathers,
we don't
have
enough.
No
feathers.
Pillows that are made with feathers and boas.
Are you anti-comfy pillow?
Actually, those are uncomfy, man.
Yes.
They stick you.
Yeah, they get pokey.
They never stay in there.
I wake up with, like,
yeah, they fucking
stuck
poke
into
me.
My neck. It, like, oh.
I wake up bleeding.
Yeah.
It's called acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who starts? We're up to Alex.
Who got that point?
Alex gets it.
That's what I'm saying. I am a veteran.
El Zilcho is now El Uno.
Ooh. El Uno.
I'm about to go crash a wedding.
Bite a dog.
Already did that today. What's next? Hit me with it, Pete. Hit me with it.
What is the plot of the movie? Hi, Mom.
Is that the whole thing? Is that it?
Just yeah. Name you name the plot of the movie. Hi, Mom. Well, actually, it's more, hi, Mom! There's an exclamation point.
It's a transgender comedy.
Is that all you gotta go with?
No,
it.
I like
period.
That, man. That's
period.
Hi, Mom! She's like, what?
That's the genre.
What?
That's the genre.
That has some...
Even the dog is surprised. Like, I still smell
the
balls
but here, yeah. But here's the kicker. The mom is the transgender.
Oh.
Oh, so wait. Is
there the... you go. There you go. Who knows? Go
that's
watch
like,
the movie.
Hi, Mom.
It's a question. It's a fucking question.
And it's sequel. Yeah. Dad!
And the last film in the trilogy, you've ruined this family.
It's the world's worst family reunion.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's my answer, though.
All right.
Transgender comedy.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Brian. Hi, Mom.
All right, man. Hi, Mom is a movie with Seth Rogen and some girl he can never get, like Jessica Alba. She gets pregnant, and she accidentally, like, right near her due date, she gave him, like, a day off to hang out with his boys, and he made some pot brownies, but she also had a wedding shower, and she had brownies, too. They get mixed up, and then when they eat all the... When Seth Rogen's crew eats all the brownies, they're like, we're not high at all. Oh, no, my wife. They go over to her house, and then they're fucking a bunch of bitches freaking out on fucking, you know, weed and, you know, mushrooms and type of shit. Hi, Mom. Written by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
What? You sound like you've seen this movie.
All right. In all fairness, mm-hmm. I like the answer.
It's creative.
Yeah. I want to watch this movie.
And it's starring Seth Rogen. I'm a big fan of Seth Rogen.
If it's got weed in it, it's got to have
love
Seth
that
Rogen.
Guy.
I would watch this movie, but that answer was bonkers.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
That was all over the place.
No, it was a coherent storyline.
Yeah, but what does
it
have to do with Hi, Mom?
It's
yeah.
a Hi, Mom.
Oh.
At no point was it mentioned.
From the block, you dummies! From the block! Like, what are you talking about? The movie's called Hi, Mom.
Because all I heard was Seth Rogen eats a bunch of pot brownies.
Yeah, I didn't catch
that. All the ladies.
I don't
want to
watch that,
they switched the brownies.
He could probably handle it.
I get it, I get it. The women ate the pot brownies.
Yeah. Seth Rogen.
The white women
okay, here's the
ate
thing.
The pot brownies.
All right, let me give you the lowdown now.
All right, I got it.
The lowdown now, Pete, is that women
here we go.
Treat their men like kind of like dogs, so like... They give their, right before they're pushed, after they're pushed president and all that shit, they give their guy one day to like hang out and like be with his boys before like the child comes. In this day, Seth Rogen's going to get gnarly
yes,
wasted.
Yes, we got the plot of the film.
Did you no, let me explain it again. I
wrap
think
it up,
heard
B.
Yes.
Play the music.
I'm
play
my
the
arm
music.
On the thing.
You better wrap that really gavel up, B.
Bring this home.
So what do you guys, bonds, so what do you guys, what don't you guys get? It's all over the place.
It was just the mom. It was the mom thing, I think.
The mom thing, I glossed over the mom
part.
Yeah,
she was pregnant.
It was 90% about like...
So now when this child is born with a fetal deformity because of all the drugs coursing through mama's system, the sequel really does. The
child comes out with dreadlocks.
It's like, hi mom, sequel, down kid.
Oh, no.
All right. Lou, hi mom.
All right. Hi mom. This is a sad story because it was supposed to be a biopic about Freddie Mercury, but they lost the rights. But they were too committed to stop production.
It's called Freddie Uranus.
So now,
you just stole my joke.
Like their intro song is like, "Hi mom, ooh, I didn't mean to make you weep."
I thought you were sorry. Please go on.
And they start ad-libbing the words?
Yeah. So they have to just be just close enough so
I'll
you get it.
I'll come back around this time tomorrow.
Because sometimes it matters.
Yeah. Dynamite with a rocket launcher.
I see a weird shadow of a man. Something else, something else. Will you do the cha-cha now?
Guys, save the singing. Save the singing to the end of the show. Because we're going to need it for this.
So it has to be
warming up.
Yeah, yes. It has to be legally distinct. So there's a lot of weird shit like that.
All
right. Why would they call it Hi Mama?
Instead of Mama.
Oh, okay.
You actually, gave me shit about my answer? Fuck you, Lou.
At least I said I said hi mom right in the beginning. You were like, there's a mom, but then Seth Rogen gets there and he makes 50 pop brownies.
Yeah,
but
that's called
understand.
A plot, motherfucker.
You don't understand this.
And then there's
shit.
Jane Franco.
She makes these brownies.
Bro, you dressed up this weak ass queen joke with a bunch of words.
But it's crazy because these
just
brownies
give me
are
my
different
point.
Flavor.
Just give me my point.
I'm giving Alex the boy.
Give me my point. What
fuck was your
what
answer?
Are we arguing for?
He just went a transgendered comedy, and we
no,
all
I agree.
Like,
no, no, Alex, you get that point.
We give all me my laughed. Point.
So El Dos.
What's next?
El Dos.
You're coming after KZ, man. I don't like it.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
Okay. Jesus. Next one. Brian starts it off.
All right.
Law question in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
In Plymouth, you cannot own a pig that...
didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Okay. Interesting.
Only waspy pigs in this motherfucker.
Does anybody want to know what Hi Mom was about?
Yeah.
No.
It's actually
please say Seth Rogen.
It's actually a De Niro movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Robert De Niro tries to settle down by getting married and selling insurance, but then he snaps and blows up the laundry room in his apartment building.
Oy.
All right, so in Plymouth, Massachusetts, you cannot
great.
Own a pig that did not land on Plymouth Rock, like pure-blooded swine.
Blue-blood pigs.
Mm-hmm. Need that blue bacon. Lou?
Very rich bacon.
it's almost too rich.
Give you diabetes.
What in was it? Plymouth.
Yeah.
Massachusetts. I don't know why I can't say these
Plymouth?
Fucking words again. In Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Plymouth?
You cannot own a pig that...
You can't own a pig in Massachusetts that practiced witchcraft. They got to burn that on the rotisserie.
If it burns, it
definitely
wasn't
a
witch.
Right. Definitely not a witch. Too delicious.
If it doesn't burn, it's a witch.
Exactly.
And Alex, in Plymouth, Massachusetts, you cannot own a pig that...
It's the fall of giants here. Jesus.
That goes wee. That goes wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Can
it's
I use
a better
that?
Answer.
Can I use that?
No, he does
yeah,
not.
Use it.
Wee, wee, wee all the way home. Fuck you, give me my point.
Well, you just fucking shot yourself in the foot by stealing an answer. The correct answer is roams free without a ring in its nose. I'm giving Lou that point.
You disqualified me? That was Whoa. Hilarious.
They have to rock around like bebop?
Like bebop, yeah.
That was a hard question. That was a hard thing to improv off of. I'm shitty at improv.
Law questions are tough.
No.
You're asking like,
whoo!
Like, bring it on.
I got the vapors.
The competition's hot.
I've got the old school
vapors. The competition's
vapors.
Hot. Get this man a cold drink.
All right, Lou, I think we're up to you to start this round.
Probably.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Go, you bitch.
Define the word.
Pussy.
Fliffus.
What?
Fliffus.
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 Oh, geez, thank God I'm third.
Oh, man.
Fliffus.
Yeah, this is a terrible one.
All right. Fliffus. That's what Mike Tyson said when he was playing
joke stealing.
He was trying to say Hail Sithith. Sithith. Sithith.
What?
Hail Sithith.
I get it.
From Hail
Fliffith.
I can't think of the name of the game. The fucking Dragonborn game.
Oh,
from,
boy.
From Skyrim?
Subtle yeah. references.
All right, so I'm using my... took that off of Brian months ago.
Too
what?
Subtle.
I said, remember Mike Tyson's...
Yeah, but there's a statute of limitations here.
Yeah.
Anything that's lispy sounding, we can just say Mike Tyson did it now?
You can.
Well, I mean, where did you take that from? Like,
it's not always
100
advised.
Internet memes?
It's out of my hands.
No way, man.
I thought of that.
The cuff.
I invented Mike Tyson's lisp. I was the first one to notice.
Tyson took it from me.
I got called out for plagiarizing my own story that no one's ever read, besides you two.
I read that. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex.
It was a wonderful tale. Right. You guys really
he
should
didn't
read
that.
I read that. No, don't lie to not. The people.
I forwarded it to Alex, too.
I don't think you read a single thing.
He has my email. We've been in close contact for the past, since I met Brian.
No, you have not.
Yes, he has my email. We're fucking, don't worry about us. Worry about you, my nigga. Let's move on.
What's his email?
You know. We don't have to put that out there on the podcast. You know, he's a very private man.
So what's flip it or whatever?
Fliffus.
Oh, it's a chicken butthole.
Okay.
That's it.
He said it with conviction. You got to give him that.
No, I thought of that the moment you... I've been decided on chicken butthole since I heard flip it.
So it's Mike Tyson playing Skyrim or that chicken Skyrim. Butthole.
Yeah.
Brian? Fliffith. Fliffus.
Fliffus is the
Fliffith.
The say head right. vampire who's really, really gay in Twilight.
That may actually be true.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's a good name. For
that
a
is
vampire.
Actually very
for a sparkly vampire.
Fliffith. You think you are sparkly?
Behold, Fliffith!
Oh, the legendary bejeweled vampire.
Yeah, he's straight up studded.
Ooh, right. Comes out in Ugg boots.
In the real world, Fliffith is a difficult trampoline move that involves a twisting double somersault.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Brian gets the point.
What? Really?
We are knotted up. Whatever. Three-way tie right
I thought chicken
now.
I thought chicken butthole was...
You got overconfident.
It goes...
I did.
It comes out
you know
the mix real nice.
To me, it was hilarious. Which is what matters.
Well, if you were just going up against Lou's answer, then yes.
All right.
All right, but you start this
plagiarism.
Round.
Plagiarism. Plagiarism my Here ass.
Fuck it. Fuck you guys. I'm starting this round. Let's go.
Who is Nat Perrin? Who is this person?
The bitter younger brother of Nat King Cole.
So they share a first name, not the last name.
It's complicated. It's show business, all right? You wouldn't understand, Pete. All right? It's a very fucking complicated business.
Okay, fair enough. Very bitter.
I'm sorry, did you...
Little brother of Nat King Cole.
Let's move on. The bitter younger brother of Nat King Cole.
Name a Nat King Cole song.
Every time you've been called to the plate, you've struck out.
Pass. Okay. What do you mean, come struck out?
Kel's career, the Bond
what,
guy,
I did not strike
career.
Out there, though. That was not a strikeout. If you IMDb... Kel's career. You could see he's fucking busy. He's working. Yeah. I didn't lose that. You just didn't fact check.
No, you're right. He was corpse
you
number three
shit.
On Law and Order SVU.
Don't worry about my W record, brother.
He was uncredited in a million things, bro. Like,
he's fucking busy. I'm telling you, he's working. He's doing good. Anyway.
In White Chicks, he played black guy. Look at that.
He played the lead in Friday.
You,
listen. Anyone listening, just IMDb him. I don't have to defend this.
What's his last name?
You have the internet. Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Motherfucker. Mitchell.
The fact that you know that is yeah,
I
like,
bet you at one point.
Boy.
Oh, boy. That's how black and white the world is. Fuck y'all.
Ain't no gray area. I'm just a. I've been sucking Kel's dick since day one. Right. That's it.
What's your...
That's fine. That's fine. That's the case. That's the truth. I don't care.
Lou, isolate that.
Yep.
Isolate. I'm sucking Mitchell's dick.
I'm a sandwich between two
Call
of these.
Call me Kel. Like... Call him sandwich me Kel. Sandwich me Kel.
Oh my god.
That's a fucking. I'm a big fan.
He's showing us his Kel tattoo right now.
Yeah, it's on my dick.
I bet you his child doesn't know that he was in Hollywood at one point. There's no remnants of that in his house.
No, he's on TV. I'm telling you. He's
got a lifetime supply of orange soda.
He's active. I wouldn't be surprised if he did. He probably gets that shit in the mail all the time.
Yeah.
Just from fans.
That was his
shit.
Jam on that show.
Oh, right? He loves orange soda. Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to make sure. Who loves orange soda? Clearly. For people who didn't get it.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, that was
it wasn't a black joke.
That wasn't a racist thing.
I do. Ooh.
That was on that TV show.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful show. Go out and watch
it. Yo, Kel. You fucking like orange soda? He's like, I fucking love orange soda.
Starts touching himself.
Tear, like an Indian every time.
Aren't we playing a game or something? Yeah.
All right, let's get back.
What's happening here?
All right, Brian. Brian, we're up to you. Mm-hmm. Who is Nat Perrin?
Nat Perrin is Eva Peron's younger brother who sang along to all those songs but super sarcastically and shit like that. And he was like not about her because, you know, it's her sister. So he always checked her. So he's like, don't cry for me, Argentina. He's really shitty about it. So she had him executed.
Wow.
She had him killed.
That ended darkly.
That wasn't in Evita.
Long live Evita.
Deleted scenes.
Deleted scenes. Mm-hmm. And Lou? Nat Perrin.
Nat Perrin was the smallest man to ever join the Globetrotters.
Harley could dunk. Just got it over.
They used to spin him spinning the ball.
Now that's entertainment.
Yeah.
I would pay so much money.
I actually want to see that.
There's not enough money in the world.
Their alley-oop was just throwing him up to the rim.
Exactly.
He would swan dive through it.
Sweet Cloud used to dunk him.
Yeah. But he was like a pro diver. He would go through that basket with no resistance.
Right.
Swish every time.
And break his neck every time. Oh, come back 10 months later.
There were more than one Nat Perrin. That's true.
Right.
A couple name changes involved. A couple legal action lawsuits.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna give Lou that point.
Whatever.
Super bitter over there. You get 2 points. Now you're all up.
I've had a taste of victory, and I want more.
Technically, didn't win. You just had a taste.
You got on the board, guy.
Right. That's what counts. Let me enjoy this. Y'all always hating on me.
All right.
Everybody's hating on me.
Let's do the next round. Moving on.
I love me, bro.
Nat Perrin, in actuality, was the Addams Family producer who supplied the voice for Cousin It.
That's pretty cool, though. I'm glad I know that now.
Yeah, just did
Nat Perrin?
Nat Perrin.
Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry's Addams Family.
You know, yeah, it was like, oh, Lordy, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Have you heard of Orange
is... Hallelujah, Lurch is here. I kind of want to watch Tyler Perry's Addams Family.
Yeah.
One time I saw Tyler Perry.
Addams Blackley would be called. Be like something stupid like
something
that.
Something horrible.
Dude.
Medea's Addams Blackley. Like.
All right. So one time I was watching TV and I thought I was watching Orange is the New Black. Turns out it's Tyler Perry's Medea Goes to Jail. But so, like, imagine my surprise. And I'm like, oh, I've heard of this series. Let me check out an episode. And all of a sudden, fucking Medea comes out. Well, now. Just causing a ruckus in the fucking cafeteria. It was crazy.
You were like, I'm in luck. This
and I thought
crossover
this was like a
episode.
Serious drama. I'm like, oh, my God. This is the Christmas special. I caught it.
I would watch that, man.
Dude, I fucking would. I was excited. I was happier when I found out it was a Tyler Perry film.
I would actually watch it if there was an animated Foghorn Leghorn in there, too.
I say, now.
Medea, and then the rest of that show.
Yo, I think that had to be my favorite cartoon character.
Foghorn Leghorn? Because
he used to lift up that dog's ass and just...
Bop, 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 and then bounce, dude. Man. And the dog would get choked out. He'd be like, oh, now I say, fuck you, dog.
Original gangster.
He just fired shotguns there. Bop, bop. He's a fucking...
He didn't... Foghorn Leghorn did not vote for Obama.
No,
he didn't.
He's a fucking
of
Trump supporter. Foghorn Leghorn is voting for Trump. along with Anthony Blackie, whatever the fuck his name is.
Anthony Blackie? How
did you tell? I don't know. Remember. I've never heard.
That's what we called him in the meeting this week.
He's like slightly dark. He's not even.
he's dark as the Ace of Spades, man.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's black.
Oh, shit. That was unintentionally racist. Shout out to Anthony Blackie. I'm okay with that.
Right. He's a black guy.
All right, all right, all right. I'll just
move on.
Where
move
the
on.
Hell were we here?
Did that's I have the last to give thing. A, it was a define a person.
You did give a point. You gave it to
Nat Parent.
I gave Lou the point.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
Nat
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're up to the next round. I think Alex starts this.
Okay, let's do it. Bring it on.
This is the tough one.
Wonderful.
What are the letters C, L, A stand for?
Did
it? Oh, you didn't know about that. C L A.
Critically losing ass.
Say it into the microphone, please.
Critically losing ass.
Explain.
Yeah, let's keep it.
I
going.
Don't have to. I'm done. That's my turn. Like it or leave
He's
it.
Like that's my life.
We're moving on. It's my life. Now or never. We're fucking moving on. Critically right. losing ass. Who's next?
All right. Non-answer. Brian.
That's not a non-answer.
C-L-A.
Don't put that on me.
Comically large ants.
Oh, fuck you.
Ants? Mm-hmm. I like it.
How do you do so?
Oh, they walk?
Yeah.
Upright?
Upright.
Oh, they little walk. Top hats?
Yes.
Fedoras? Holding a briefcase?
They're stuck in the 20s. Mutton chops and handlebars.
Mm. Dude, this one sucks how do you do, to sir? Go first.
On my way to the anthill today.
Do you have the stocks on you? A lot of pocket watches.
I believe that queen ant won severance.
The Kaiser, huh? They get their boots shined a lot in Penn Station or something like that. They're constantly with monocles.
Yeah, can you believe these crowds?
All right.
Lou. C-L-A.
This is support group. Cookie Lovers Anonymous.
I don't like cookies. Oh, great. You thought of that on third spot. Fuck you.
What?
Look at this bitter bitch.
I'm a little bitter.
I thought
bitter.
About it right away. I'm a bitter bitch. You fucking shot your wad on... I don't even remember. It was so forgettable.
It was like... comically lame answer or something.
That's actually a pretty good one. I give you the point. Congratulations,
Lou,
Pete.
Lou, yeah. Go on with yours, please.
So it's Cookie Lovers, man. It's
yeah, no, we
just
got his. We got his.
Can't put down the Little Debbies or the Entenmann's, so.
It's hilarious.
I was talking like Cookie Monster. It's like.
No, I was thinking that, too.
I have no cookie in 30 days. I have Chip.
Dude, he's the vegetable
Chip
monster now. Or
cookie!
He's their spokesperson.
He's a changed man. Yeah, no, I'm actually the Cookie Monster's PR guy. So, no, he's a vegetarian now. He's
doing a good job, homeboy.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He's all about health. He's all about health.
That's spokesperson good for himself. Diabetes, no way.
That's spokesperson.
Cookie Monster's like, diabetes... five best cookies of all time. Samoan.
Dylan, and Dylan.
And tag along.
And
you're his PR guy. Shut up.
Yeah. Dude, he's a good guy. All give right. him a chance. He's a changed
like,
man.
I have to shoot myself with insulin.
He lost a foot, all right?
No one even sees his feet. Don't even matter.
Exactly. That's why you never heard of that. But now that all you right. know, you're going to look at him a little differently.
Hey, Alex? Shut up.
He's challenging me. I have to defend.
You're not a good PR guy.
Fuck you. Fine. Let's go on.
I got to dole out a point for that.
Yeah.
Lou, your brother's hurting you because I had to listen to like 20 minutes of Cookie Monster talk. Yeah. So I'm going to give Brian a point because I like comically large ants.
That was good banter. That was good banter.
Yeah,
that
Lou,
was
play you. Play some old timey music for that. Those ants.
Fuck you.
There we go.
You got
here
that. That
go.
Was pretty funny.
Wow, I like a shine.
I like the look of that lady's thorax.
You've seen the queen today, boys.
I saw her down at the speakeasy having a sarsaparilla.
They said that, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an ant thing.
The ants? Yeah, definitely the ants.
No, all the time. I know plenty of them.
That prohibition is crazy. Whoa!
Squeeze out of my mind.
This goes on for a while.
Yeah, yeah, the Maybelline Brag's long ass song.
Oh my god, how long is this?
I've got superhuman strength.
50 times a man. What's next in Boulder Dash?
Way to bring it back. All right.
Thank you for ending that before I finish my bit.
Yeah. Well, you said it's going on forever.
It was going on. I thought that was my cue
to kill it, and then you decided to then say.
I don't give out cues. I work off your cues. Don't worry about me.
All right, Brian, you start this next round off.
Let's do it.
Movie question.
Yes.
What is the plot of the film Ollie Hap Noodles Haven of Bliss? And CLA, for the record, Coin Laundry Association. But that movie was Ollie Hap Noodles Haven of Bliss.
Ollie Hap Noodles Haven of Bliss is like the fifth installment of the Jungle Book. And they're just running out of places to be in India. And they just, this is very touristy India. And, look, man, this is fucked up.
I'm just thinking, like, what the fuck am I going to think of for Ollie Hap Noodles?
No, don't worry about
and
me.
And the
Haven of Bliss.
I'm like, I forgot it halfway through writing it.
It's what India, actually, I'm changing my name.
It's so long.
I'm changing my movie. Okay. It's direct sequel to the Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones goes back in the 50s, and that's what they're doing now.
He goes back to
they opened
the
up
Temple
a noodle
of Doom.
Shop.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, and it's Ollie's Hap Noodles Temple of Doom.
Temple of Bliss.
Obviously.
Bliss now?
They turned it around.
It's a haven of bliss.
They gentrified it.
It's not. It's like Brooklyn over there. Yeah. Sure, bunch of fucking hipsters.
Good job here. Yeah.
I was running from boulders really before it was cool. Around.
Time for love, Dr. Jones!
Who's next? I'm ready to go.
All right, Lou goes next. Ollie Hap Noodles Haven of Bliss.
Ollie Hap Noodles is boxing movie about the dude who's just got the rubber arms. He's the worst. He opens up a gym, but people love being there because they never get socked in the mouth. Like it's like getting hit with pillows. So it's pretty much just
the noodle arm boxing.
Right. So people just go there for like the free showers and the workouts. And yeah,
this is a haven of bliss.
Yeah, they never go home with black eyes or anything.
Okay. Noodle arm boxer.
Good old Ollie Hap Noodles.
Alex?
Well,
Ollie Hap Noodles, Haven of Bliss.
It's the Chinese remake of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Okay. That's all you need to say. Point out.
Period. I'm playing this like in real life rules. You usually have to write it on a piece of paper. I'm just writing that down.
Instead of a giant bag of weed, it's a big thing of opium.
We got a White Castle now.
Yeah, but it's the exact opposite. Instead of Harold and Kumar, it's two white guys in Asia.
It's Kumar and Harold.
Right.
So yeah. Like they're all stereotyped. Yeah. Like oh, what's like up, Wilo?
Yeah. Tony and Rob go to Ollie Hap Noodles.
Like Bill and Walt go to fucking.
Starring Ashton Kutcher and George Clooney.
No, Clooney, stop.
Clooney!
What's the guy from...
you gotta get like a Keanu.
Sean William Scott. Boom.
Yeah, we reunite dudes with
no,
Dude
dude,
Where's
I
My
think
Call.
Clooney is a good cast.
Clooney, Jesus Christ.
I don't know,
that
man.
That guy should do a funny movie.
Maybe
like
we can get Keanu in there.
That's what I'm saying.
To
that's,
reprise his stonery role, you know?
Now you're thinking.
Only this good
Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted Hap Noodles, Haven of Bliss.
I really want some noodles.
Billy Ollie. Ted changed his name to Ollie.
Out of... I'm going to give Alex that point.
Look at me go, stunting on these niggas. What's next?
Motherfucker, you provided the first part, and the rest was just filling in the blanks.
But my concept was hilarious. That's how Boulder Dash works. We're not judging off of banter. We're judging off of idea.
Well, Brian was in from the get-go. The second he said it, Brian was like, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. White Castle, my favorite. No, they've even got their own Mutombo.
He's like, White Castle and making fun of Asians.
It's like, we got to get Mutombo in.
It's like our Rice Harold niggas. And Kumar. You know, our Harold and Kumar. Not yours, but like me and Pete's.
All right, final question of the evening. Who do we start with again? We're up to Brian.
Alex finished last, so.
So that means we're...
I closed that?
I think it must be me then.
If Alex finished, then I started.
Yes, you did, so we're up to you, Lou. Okay, for the final question. In Staten Island, New York. You must not lie down while what? I'm going to give you a minute to think by telling you that Ollie Hapnoodle's Haven of Bliss has the most nondescript plot of all time. A family goes on vacation and runs into lots of problems. Otherwise known as Vacation. Wow. Which I saw the remake.
What a film.
That was good?
Not bad.
I heard terrible things about it.
I didn't think it was terrible.
What was the original question? Remind me. I got to start thinking.
In Staten Island, New York, you may not lie down while...
Blank. May not lie down if you're fucking in public.
Straight up doggy because style.
That, bring it!
You gotta be ready to just book it because Staten Island is just...
You might get bit by a rat.
Yeah. You're gonna catch something lying down.
A nutria.
Some kind of worm or something.
You will get a parasite.
Staten Island. That's the roll-up.
That's the roll-up
region, you know?
And you can't teach that.
I think he's high enough.
There you go.
All right. Woo. Alex, to you. Staten Island, New York. You may not lie down while...
Homeless.
Oh, that's cruel.
Mm. I'm not here to be nice, brother. I'm here to win.
Get your ass up.
Is this a nice contest? You know, did I show up with a gun to a pencil fight?
You double fisting right now.
I will triple fist if I have to.
That's one on his dick.
What's your answer, Brian? It's on you.
Yeah,
gave
Brian,
mine.
This is up to you now.
Yeah.
Let's in Staten go. Island, New York, you may not lie down while...
It's a verb that Staten Island has perfected while raping.
Whoa.
Oof.
It's a verb? Did you just...
You gotta stand while you rape.
Answer that question with a...
He's saying they perfected rape.
Rape.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is... You
and you can't teach.
You call that. You call my shit dark. That was fucking.
They got progressively darker.
Yeah, man. Jesus, I feel.
Okay, so we got fucking. We got fuck the homeless.
Yeah,
no, I didn't say fuck the homeless. I said you just can't do it.
We got forced fucking.
Yeah,
rape.
We got forced fucking.
Let it come out.
We got rape.
Yes,
caveman.
Staten
fucking.
Island pastime.
Staten Island.
Hit it with a
Staten
club.
Staten Island patent pending.
This is tough.
Quaalude Club. Neolithic
the Cosby
shit.
Cosby Quaalude Club.
Neolithic
bro.
Cosby.
This is tough because this is for the win. We have a three-way tie leading up to this moment.
Ooh, we have a three-way.
And I am torn between two of these answers.
I'm going to guess it's me and Lou.
Yes.
What was my answer? I forget.
That's
exactly.
Why, you know, it wasn't in the consideration.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It was funnier than both yours, though.
I'm
fuck
sorry.
Up.
I really like Lou's. The whole getting a parasite thing was super funny.
It's dirty.
It was dirty.
Woo.
I don't even remember
but
yours. I don't remember yours either, though.
Brian's also had the added aspect of, like, the one guy I know from Staten Island is totally a rapist.
Why? That's bias. That's judge bias.
There's definitely been some issues with consent.
That's
sure.
Pure bias. I'm calling the Boulder Dash Corporation.
Consent's just a word. If you
they didn't say no, but they probably said stop and please a lot.
Consent's just a word when you really think about it.
Consent's one letter away from content, so.
You know what, fuck it. I'm
can
giving,
you really prosecute
I'm,
me?
Fuck it. I'm giving Brian the point. Brian wins it.
Reversed his decision.
I have. Pen never touched paper.
Congratulations, Brian. What pen?
The zebra's crooked. The zebra's crooked. No, good game.
Brian wins. That was a really good game. You guys were neck and neck the whole way. Alex actually showed up to play today. That was cool.
What's up, y'all? DJ Stank Daddy. Check out my SoundCloud mixtape coming soon. What's the next section? P, hit me with it. Woo! Give me that button. You think I'm fucking joking? I need that.
We need that, like, at least 3 or 4 times more in a show because Alex controls the button.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You wouldn't be able to get through a story.
No, there'd be nothing
no,
but
definitely
error.
Not. The moment I hear something, I'm like,
this week, this week in guitar.
Speaking of gay shit.
10 killed in gruesome accident.
I'm just going to do that. Fuck the button. I don't need your button. I am the button. I am the danger.
I didn't get that one.
I am the one who... Bow, 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 bow. Say my name.
All right, so next up, Brian is going to introduce a little game he whipped
right,
up.
Lou, you want to make the show musicals for months now.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a game going on here where I'm going to say the title of a song and the artist. And I'm going to give you guys about 15 seconds to start singing that song, and whoever does the best at the end of those 15 seconds gets the point. Winner at the end, it's your playlist next week. So you get to make the playlist, and we all play next week. This is called Paint a Black Playlist.
How long does my iteration of this song have to be?
You're all going to try to do it, and it's going to be about 15 seconds.
Oh, like my retort to the... Okay.
So when I say the song, just start singing.
Gotcha.
All right. What I should say, the first person that to do it...
Correctly?
We're not singing over each other.
Yeah, don't sing over each other.
Okay. Oh, good, because right, so I was I'll point about at him. To overpower everyone.
I'll point at him.
Yeah, right. Those pipes.
I'm a very loud person.
All right, boys, so I want your effort in here.
Let's do it.
Okay, here, first song, Ricky Martin's La Vida Loca.
That's too easy.
Can you just, like, do the musical accompaniment?
Can I just sing it?
Bop, bop, ba-da-da-da-da! But what am I supposed to do here? Just keep going.
Sing the song.
No one knows.
Something, something, something.
Upside, inside out. Living La Vida Loca. Push and pull you out. Living La Vida Loca. She will hear you out. All the fans are calling Loca. Upside, inside out. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Wow. Alex gets the points.
Eat a dick, fuck Boulder Dash.
How do you know that much?
I don't even like that because I'm the